It's December.
What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're at the Basemar Shopping Center behind the Goodwill, right at the underpass that goes under Broadway along Skunk Creek, and we're here because there have been some really rare birds reported. Rare warblers and the varied thrush. Varied thrush looks just like a robin, except it has a black band across the belly. So far this morning, no one has seen these birds, but there have been some cedar waxwings reported. So we're now going in search of cedar waxwings.
Well, I just saw a bird fly in. It's a European starling, which often hang out with waxwings because they like to eat the same things, berries.
A cedar waxwing is a medium-sized bird, about the size of a robin. The wings have little dabs of red on them that look just like someone dropped some red sealing wax on their wings.
They remind me of porcelain. Very smooth plumage. They're just gorgeous. Anytime I show my friends photos I've taken of cedar waxwings, they exclaim, "That can't be real. Is that a real bird?" I have a little ornamental cherry tree outside my window at work, and it attracts cedar waxwings, and I will run down the office and gather all my coworkers to come and look at them because they are very beautiful. Tawny brown color, yellow chest, a yellow tipped tail, like somebody took its tail and dipped it in bright yellow paint. They also have a crest and a black mask, so some people call them berry bandits because they have that black mask.
One of the things I like about the cedar waxwings is they gorge on berries, all sorts of berries, and sometimes they even get drunk on these berries. They eat them when they're fermented and they don't know when to stop. And then also sometimes you will see one cedar waxwing passing a berry to another cedar waxwing, and that is very sweet and touching.
I'm not sure what that behavior is all about, but it is really fun to see. Here we are on Broadway, and there is a nice big patch of ornamental junipers. There comes a waxwing in. The first juniper at the trail over here, do you see it about above the red rock, about 6 feet on the right-hand half of the tree?
Oh, yes. It's eating juniper berries right now, so maybe it will get drunk on, oops, it just flew. Maybe it will get drunk on gin that's not yet quite fermented.
Oh, here they come. Here they come. There's several of them up here in this cottonwood. 10 to 12 waxwings now up here. They're investigating this cottonwood for probably insects as well as coming down to these trees to forage on the juniper berries.
In spite of cars and a lot of people, these birds are going about their business of looking for food. They look cheerful and kind of perky. Maybe that's because they're a little intoxicated.
Scott Sievers is an ecologist with an environmental consulting firm. Ruth Carol Cushman is co-author of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.